Okay. So we put in the source sheet. We begin the laws of Orla tonight. So we sort of started off on it a little while ago. Oh, it does say Chadash on top. Okay, so let's head to... Right, the first page of the source sheet is from Chadash. Okay, the second page, I sort of just changed it over. So we didn't get to most of this last time, but I left the first page on by accident. Okay, so once again, on page 3, if you just go to page 3 of the source sheet, so there we have the Psukim of Orla. So there's really two mitzvahs that are going here and are going on here at the same time, and it's a little hard to sometimes know which halachos apply to which. So the pasuk tells us, number one, v'chitavo el haaretz unetatem kol eitz ma'achal, you're going to plant fruit trees, v'orlatem orlato es pirio, are you going to cut off those fruits, they're going to be sent away, for 3 years, yelachem arilim lo yechel, for 3 years there will be arilim, and you're not to eat them. Now, a little unclear what that means, but you're not going to be allowed to yeachel, not just eat them, but also not even to benefit from them. I think Rashi might even comment that here. No. Fine. But anyways, so not only are they aser b'achila, they're also aser b'hana, as lo yeachel is the where the sugya in Maseches Pesachim is that discusses about things that are also b'hana. So that's one of the code words for it being aser b'hana. And then uvishana harviyis, and in the fourth year yekol pirio, all of that fruit will then be kodesh and will be as a praise to Hashem. And then the fifth year, so then you're allowed to eat the fruit during that year and add on, and that's fine. And then it goes on talking about other things. So there's two mitzvos here that are being discussed. Number one is the mitzvah of Orla, that there's a prohibition for now we'll say the first 3 years of a tree, you're not allowed to benefit from its fruit. And then the fourth year, that fruit is supposed to be Kodesh, and then it has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Now, do the same things that apply to Orla, so the question then becomes, all right, so how do you define fruit? How do you define 3 years? How do you define, do they totally match up with regards to the laws of Orla versus the laws of Netta Revai of the fourth, is the third year, whatever applies to the third year is also going to apply to the fourth year? Or perhaps there becomes distinctions. Okay, so that is the general sugya. And beyond that is a further question of, does this apply in Eretz Yisrael, or does it apply in only in Eretz Yisrael, or does it apply in Chutz La'aretz as well? Now, it's clear that there is a distinction. Now, just because it says you're going to come to the land, so we had the same thing when it comes to the last section dealing with the laws of Chadash and Yashan. There it also was, v'chisavo el ha'aretz, and when you come to the land, but it doesn't necessarily... exclude outside Eretz Yisrael. It just means that the mitzvah will begin once you get into the land of Israel. But it could then continue on forever and ever and ever. And then whatever, and is the same thing, and if you assume that it does apply outside of Eretz Yisrael, which it does, then the question becomes, okay, in what way? Is that Din Derabanan? Is that Din Doraisa? Is it someplace in between? Right. So that's another question. And are there then going to be differences between the way that it applies in Israel versus the way it applies outside of Israel? Okay, so I think we've covered most of the challenges that there are to just simply assuming, oh, yeah, first 3 years you're not allowed to eat those things. Those at least are the questions that are going to be raised. So here we go. So we head to the tour here. So the tour says you're going to come to the land, unetatem kol eitz ma'achal, you're going to plant these fruit trees, v'rasem l'aso es pirio, shalosh shanim yelachem arilim lo yachel. So then you're going to have these 3 years worth of fruits that you're not going to eat, not going to get benefit from. Konotea eitz ma'achal, mona lo shalosh shanim eis n'tiaso. So he says that when do we start counting these 3 years? So 3 years get counted, me eis n'tiaso. What is that? For the time of its planting. And not just the time that it's thrown in the ground, but the time that it actually gets planted. So we'll have to understand when does that have to take place. And then it says, "V'chola peiro sheyu lo bo toch shaloshanim, kulam asurim b'hana." Right. So all of the fruits that are then born during those 3 years, so they will all be asur b'hana liolam forever. Okay, period. What do you mean forever? So forever doesn't mean that it's going to be, that the fruit's going to be, that the tree's going to be aser forever. It means that fruit that grows within the first 3 years is going to be aser forever. So even if you leave it on the tree, or even if you leave it in the freezer, and it gets put away for a couple of years, and 3 years are long gone, that fruit, whatever grew during those first 3 years, is going to remain prohibited. Okay? So that's what it means, liolam. So then, okay, good? And then he continues on, bain ikar pri, bain hagarinin, bain haklipin, and bain haklipin. So this is going to apply whether it's the fruit, or whether it's the seeds, or whether it is the shells. Okay, so it's going to have a bunch of these definitions. I have trouble really knowing the difference between all of them, but it's going to apply to anything really edible that is a fruit. Kagon, klipei egozim verimonim vanetz shelhem. For example, the shells of the egozim and rimonim, and their netzes. Now, what was their netz again? Their netz was the spout, the way that where it sprouts from. So the whole fruit, including like the piece on the bottom, right? All of those things are going to be subject to orla, right? V'hazagim v'agarinim shalanavim, and also the zagim. What are the zagim? Zagim are the husks. What? Well, yeah, the husks and the garinim of the avanim, of the anavim. So those are the garinim are the what? Seeds, right, and right. So with regards to grapes as well, this is going to apply. Now that's a little hard to, right? Grapes, that's tough, right? 3 years for that it's going to grow. Not sure how quickly that grows, but right, that's considered to be a tree as well. And then v'hatemed ha'asui mehem, and also the temed. So what's temed? Temed is the is like cheap wine that after grapes sort of have already been used up, so then they might soak them in water for a little bit. And the water and it's going to absorb some of the flavor. So that stuff is called temed, and that's going to be subject to orla as well. And then hapugim vahatamarim she'ena mispashlim. And then we have the pugim and the tamarim. The pugim are I wrote this down in different places over the course of the page. The pugim, these have to do with the berries, I think. I forgot the pugim are. The pugim. Okay, not sure what the pugim are, but also the tfarim she'inam mivashlim, meaning the stuff that is unripe. So if the things fell off and it's unripe, so that's still going to be a problem. And also grapes, v'anavim shalaku ve'ein nigmerim mivishulin. And so to the anavim also, that the grapes that fell off, that didn't conclude their bishul, that didn't actually finish developing. So all of them are going, all those things are going to be chayv and orla, and they're going to be putter from revai. They're all going to be chayv and orla and putter from revai. So if you take a look here, so the Beis Yosef, over the course of this section here, right, quotes this all from, right, the Mishnayos in Mesachas Orla, as well as in Kedushin, some of it gets discussed, and then there's a Yerushalmi where this stuff gets mentioned. So if you look here at the top of the Beis Yosef, it points out the first of the Machlokasim with regards to this. So it says the Beis Yosef on the top here of page Reish Sadi Hei, says, Nira, Shechozer l'chol Masha Hiskim. I mean, it says, right, it says, Masha Kasser Rabbeinu Kulam Chayvin Be'orla U'Petur Me'Revai. That all of it is Chayvin Orla and exempt from Revai. All of these things. So, meaning, what are all these things? So we didn't actually mention the fruit here, right? All he's mentioned so far is the husks and the shells and the stems, right? So he's saying all of those things, while they're subject to orla, are not going to be subject to revai, right? Why is that? So presumably it's because orla is aser bahana, and revai is aser bahila, is only aser to be eaten. So the orla is going to be on everything. Anything that you're going to possibly get benefit from is going to be subject to orla because you could potentially get benefit from it. As opposed to revai.
What's the revai?
Revai is the fourth year. So right, 3 years, you're not allowed to use it. And fourth year, you have to bring it all to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Right? Or there's also, just like by Meiser Sheni, which is also brought to Yerushalayim, you could also be podet. Instead of schlepping everything to Yerushalayim, you could redeem it and then just bring the coin, bring the value to Yerushalayim, and purchase fruits of that equivalent value. Okay? So says the Beis Yosef here, he says when the Yerushalmi comments, that's what the Torah is quoting from here, when the Yerushalmi comments that, oh, this is gonna go back on all of the on everything is only gonna be subject to Orla, not to Revai, so he says, well, not so fast. Even things that are not mispashal, right? That also the fruits that were unripe or weren't developed yet or weren't even close to being ripe, really, are also going to not be subject to the laws of Revai. Right? And also it sounds like from when we say that pri, the fruits which you are redeem, and you don't redeem neither boser nor pagan. The shells and the stems. However, but I, then the Mishnah says, Hanovlos kulam asuros b'orla. When it says the novlos, right, so the novlos are the full and unripe fruit, so they're all asur b'kamar velo v'revai. And therefore, the unripe fruit that fell off, so that's going to be subject to orla, but it's not going to be subject to revai. He says, Haval harambam perish, Hanovlos asuros b'chol af b'revai. Rambam says, no. Those unripe fruits are going to be subject even to Revai. So where did he get? So he probably had a slightly different girsa in the Yerushalmi, which happens. There's words that get switched around. But either way, it just took me a little moment here. Right? It says, Aval Rambam Perish, where would you look up this Rambam? Just so we get a little used to the flavor here. Right? So you see where the Rambam Perish, it says, Orla Pe Aleph Memches. Right? So what does Pei Aleph Memches mean to you? So, right, I would say, so I first started looking up in the Rambam, Hilchos Orla, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. Right. So the problem is, it's not, right? It's not there. There is no Rambam Hilchos Orla. The Alachos here, they're found often in Meister Sheni because of Kerem Revai, and then they flip back to Orla. So rather, what is it? It's referring to the Rambam's Perish HaMishnayis, right? The Rambam's commentary on Orla, on Meseches Orla, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches. That's where the Rambam rejects it. But anyways, that's enough to make it into the Beis Yosef, and ultimately enough to make it into Shulchan Aruch as well. Okay.
Rambam was about 20 years old when you wrote the Perish
HaMishnayis. Yes. And running away from the Mamluks or the.
Was running away from a lot of people.
Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch here says in Sif Aleph here, which I guess page. Where are we? Page. Oh, it didn't come out well. Ew. All right, well, the Shulchan Aruch itself, maybe we don't really need too much of the Nosei Kalim here.
Page 6, I think.
Yeah, it is page 6, but it does not look very nice. Sorry about that. But the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Hanoteya eats Michael, right? So one who plants a fruit tree, right? Mona lo gimel shana me'isatiyaso. So you start counting 3 years from the time of its planting. V'chol haperos sheyuhubo b'soch gimel shanim, asurim ba'ana li'olam, and all fruits that are grown during that time are going to be asur bahana forever, right? So even, as the Shach points out, even after 3 years, and you can't be poded either. Bein ikra pri, bein hagarinim, bein haklipos, kigon klipe agozim verimonim, whether it's the fruit itself, or the seeds, or the klip, or the shells, or the klipe agozim verimonim, and then the sprouts, and the husks, and the grapes, vagarinim shelanavim, and the grape seeds, Vatemed, right, Asa Mehem, all these things, Vapugim, Vatmarim, Sheena Mispashim. And so too the grapes and dates that have not yet been ripened. Vanavim Shalaku, right, Vainigmar Bibishulam, Kulam Chai Moral. Oh, sorry, the grapes also that fell off and didn't finish their growth are also all going to be Chayiv in Orla, but are Pater from Revai. And then at the end he says, V'yesh misha oser tamarim she'ina misvashim afaravayin. There are those that oser these dates that are not misvashil, even from Revai. Right? So who is that? So that's the Shita of the Rambam, right? That's what the Be'er HaGolah quotes from the Ladasa Ram Shepeirish Hadasnana Novos Kul Masuro. See, he has a slightly different read in that Mishnah. So this is so far so good. Now there is a if you take a look at the Pisch, well, you can't really see it, sorry, but in the Pisch Tshuva on the bottom, Aleph, so the first one, right, so that's going, Hanotea Eitz Meichel. If you plant an Eitz Macha, a fruit tree, right? Now what about, that's the, so far we know that what's Usser? The fruit from the tree, right? What about the tree itself? Is there an Isser Orla on the tree itself? So if you take a look at the Pisgei Tshuva, it says, I'm a Tshuvas Ridvaz, HaChadashos, Simen Tuf Kuf Samach Gimel, Shekasav, De'eno Noheg Orla, B'konei HaChukar. Right? Ayin Sham Tamo. That you don't, Orla is not Noheg by sugar canes, right? Konei HaChukar is sugar canes. Has anybody ever seen a sugar cane? Do you know what this stuff looks like? No, the only reason I know is because apparently in Brazil it's like a good it's a big drink there that they make. They make this drink directly out of sugar. It's like sugar cane juice. So they have special machine. They're like very thick. It looks like bamboo, but very very thick, like 3-4 inches thick. And so the Brazilian, the guy there, has got himself a sugar cane crushing machine in order to make the sugar cane drink that everybody loves in Brazil. And he had a few sugar canes available. So that's they're pretty intense, these sugar cane things. But anyways, so he says sugar cane, right? That's not going to be subject to Orla. So why not? So, and I'm not sure if sugarcane really counts as a tree or not, but that's the suggestion. The suggestion is that the only problem is Eitz Pirio, the fruit of the tree. The tree itself, however, is not going to be subject to Orla. So therefore, that will exempt sugarcane, according to the Ridvaz. I saw also around today that it would also exempt hearts of palm, right? Hearts of palm is not a fruit of the tree, it's the tree itself. So therefore, hearts of palm also would not be subject to Orla, and presumably also you make a bracha of Adama on it. Actually, it's a bit of a question what bracha you make on it. If it was planted for the purpose of that, so then you would make Adama. If it was planted for a different purpose, it would be shahakal. But anyways, right, you're not eating the fruit. Bori Priya Eitz is eating the fruit of the tree, right? But if you're just eating the tree, right, so then the bracha will be Adama, and B, it's not going to be subject to Orla. Okay, when I moved to Phoenix, I think very early on, someone asked me what bracha you make on dried cactus. Right, apparently that is a thing there, although I never really saw it for sale. But apparently that is a thing, to eat dried cactus. They said, what bracha do you make on it? So, there's a cactus, is it a tree, is it not a tree? And they're like, wait a second, you're eating the cactus, right? You're not eating a sabra fruit, right? You're eating the cactus, right? So the cactus itself would be a bracha vori pri adama. Unless, of course, it's not even grown for that purpose. But once you're in the commercial food world, I think you just assume everything grown is being grown for the food purpose. So that stuff would not be subject to Orla, apparently. Okay, there is also here, so this V'yesh mi she'oser, meaning this issue at the end with the Rambam, where the Rambam says, V'yesh mi she'oser tmarim she'ina misvashlim af b'revai. But what's that there are those that prohibit even these tamarim that are not yet cooked, even for netter revai. So you see the Pisgei Tshuva comments on that, where there is a machlokas back and forth on it. I mean, the Bach argues on the Rambam, and then he pushes back on that. But I think it's not so. I don't want to get into this entire lengthy shach here. So that's an issue that's here discussed on the page. Fine. Then halacha beis, we also covered already. Aval ha'olim v'halulavim, right? But if you have the leaves or the lulvim, umei gefanim, olim are leaves, lulvim are, I think we said they're, those were right branches, or the last one is mei gefunim, liquid from the gefunim. So it's not grape juice. Mei gefunim is liquid that comes out of the vine. If you cut the vines, there's a liquid that comes out. So that's not going to be subject either. Right, the hainu kishachotkin hagefen notefimenu kemo mayim. Right, when you cut the vine itself, so there's a liquid that comes out from it like water. So those are going to be mutter mishum orla. Rashi says here, not Rashi, the Shach here says she'ein tefein l'mafiu l'pri el ilan atzam. Well, that's not really tufel to the pri. It's not like the stem that's then holding the fruit on. Rather, it's like its own. It's its own thing. Fine. Okay, so then we move on to Sif Gimel. So for Sif Gimel, I think it should go back to the back here to the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef here in the tour here in Gimel starts talking about Evyonos. What are Evyonos? So Evyonos are these Evyonos and Tamaros of the Tzlaf of a Tzlaf are Chayev Ba'orla. So what are these things? So these seems to, it's like the shell that's around a berry. I don't know, like these berries have, I guess, strawberries do. I don't know what raspberries do. If raspberries have, like, leaves that sort of come around it.
Lychees have like, a little shell around them.
The what?
The lychees.
Lychees?
The lychee fruit. Yeah,
that's
like a hard shell.
Okay, I mean, it's translated, in the art scroll I saw, it's translated as a keeper bush. So I'm not sure what keeper berries are. Some type of berry. I don't know. Probably something you would need what's it called? The sugar cane, the kane hatsokar in order to offset the tartness. That's what I would think. But the Beis Yosef here says, right, where is this? This is in the beginning of Ketzad Mevarchim. So there's a discussion here about the bracha on it. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Tzlaf shel orla b'chutz la'aretz, zorek es ha'evyonos va'ochel es ha'kafrisin. So here we have our first encounter with the chutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael divide. Because he says, right in this Gemara here, that a bush of this keeper bush that's within 3 years, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to throw away the berry, meaning the fruit itself you have to throw away, because it's within Orla, but you could eat the kafrisin, you could eat the husks. Right? Umasik, the Savak Rabbi Akiva, and we assume there, the Gemara figures out that he's Pasal like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Emis Asher Ella, Evyonos, Bilvad, that you only take Meiser from the fruit itself. Veshein Prim, because that's the fruit. Ba'adoloka Amar Halacha Krabi Akiva, Mishum Dahava Mashva Dalacha Kamosa Afiluba Eretz Yisrael, so Kamashvlad, Kolamekel Ba'aretz Halacha Kamosa Vachatzar. So the Gemara comments there, it has like, it figures out who we're going to quote this from. It says, well, we're not going to pass like Rabbi Akiva, but this is only, we're not going to say explicitly Lacha follows Rabbi Akiva, because we only pass like Rabbi Akiva outside of Eretz Yisrael, not inside of Eretz Yisrael. So, and then you have Ravina Ashachei Lamar Baravashi, the Ka Zarik Evyonos, the Orla of Achil Kafris. And then we have another story where they found, Ravina found Mar Baravashi, that he was throwing away the berries, and that was Orla, and he was eating the stalks from it. So I'm really like, come on, who's he holding like Rabbi Akiva? Because Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamosa B'Chutzlar. So if you're going to be Mekel in Eretz Yisrael, so then we're going to Paskin like that in Chutzlaretz, right? That is not a full-fledged klal in all of Torah, right? That is a orla halacha, not general. So then the Gemara, then the Beis Yosef tries to define exactly what these terms are. And they seem to be some type of husk here. Now I would just add, that the very end of that section in the Beis Yosef, where he concludes here, right, he quotes a couple of lines from Rashi, but the last of the skinny lines here in the Beis Yosef, it says, the last couple of lines, says, Vahadar Minan, Dechol HaMekel Be'eretz Halacha Kamosa B'chutz La'aretz, right, that which we say here, that if you're Mekel in Eretz Yisrael, you would, the Mekel position in Eretz Yisrael, we will paskin like you outside of Israel. So he writes, Rashi, he's quoting Rashi, the time mishum de orla b'chutz la'aretz midivrei sofrim. Because orla outside of Eretz Yisrael is midivrei sofrim. What does midivrei sofrim mean? So it's a little unclear what midivrei sofrim means. Right? It's not deraisa, it's not really derabanan, it's kind of in the middle. But making things a little bit more complicated is Rashi actually, our girsa of Rashi at least says derabanan actually. I'm sorry, it doesn't say derabanan. It says the kevin de ino min haTorah. It says that it's not min haTorah. So that's not necessarily the same as saying midivrei sofrim. And if you look at the bottom here in the Hagos va'aros at Yud Gimel, so there he says va'ayin sham betzlach. Right, the tzlach is the no de Yehuda on the Gemara, as well as the Pnei Yeshua, and who raised these issues? Right, Hamavari Madua Rashi Naka Kamadama Orla B'Chutzars Medivrei Sofrim. Why does Rashi even say that here? Right, we don't paskin that way, especially on the later on Shulchan Aruch. It says explicitly that it's Halacha Moshe Misinai that Orla is that fruits are the trees are subject to Orla. Outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that's a little unclear that will need to be figured out a little bit later. Right? But he does point out that even the Rambam, who says that is Halacha Moshe Misinai, right, which is sort of on a level of the Oraisa, still we have the right, he ends up paskening Lekula, several times in when it comes to Orla outside of Eretz Yisrael. I see the Drisha here actually spells out the question more fully, right? Because the Chumar Eretz Yisrael, etc. The Kasha, four lines on the bottom of the first column, right? Hakasa Ravina Besamachu Alacha Moshe Misinai, Shnoi Bechutz La'aretz, Umashim Gemara Beis Yosef Yu Besamach, that the Lav Shekach Alacha Moshe Misinai, Shemekalina Ba Besafik, Lo Hayala Din Durabanan, right? Because it's Alacha Moshe Misinai, and not because it's a Din Durabanan. So Veshema Yish Lomar Hol Shalacha Moshe Misinai, Shemekalina Besfeka, Amir Miachar Sheish La Din Durabanan, Le Inyan Sfeka Hu Adin, Bechol Mil Yish La Din Durabanan, Lechein Kasu Stam Shorol Min Durabanan. He says, well, we're not actually figuring out exactly what it is right now. We're just trying to state what the halacha is. And the halacha is that we have the right to be makel, and the right to be lenient when it comes to Orla outside of Eretz Yisrael. And that's going to end up being the psak here. Now, there is some confusion as to what exactly that means. If you hold on to Raisa, it's the makel, but we'll save that for another time. It's actually the first perek in Shev Shmaitza talks about Orla over there, but we'll save that for when we get up to the full Doraisa Derabanan Machlokas. Fine. So how does this then get paskined? So back to page, what, 6? Right? So there the Shulchan Aruch says, Havyonos vatmaros shel tzlaf chayvin b'orla, that these things are going to be chayvin orla. What are we talking about in Eretz Yisrael? But outside of Eretz Yisrael, Havyonos chayvin and tmaros and the kafrisin are going to be pater. Fine. Okay. And then that brings us to Dalad. So maybe go back to the base of the safe here. So Dalad discusses, okay, how exactly do we calculate these years? So there's two problems in how to calculate the years. And it ends up being also a major machlokas as well, what this ultimately means. And the Gemara is also a little bit vague, because the Gemara seems to be talking about it in the context of a Shemitah year. Right? But there's two issues. One is 3 years. But when does the clock start, and when does the clock end, right? So and what are you calculating from? So we already said, well, it calculates from the time that you plant the tree. Okay, that's good. That's a good starting point, except for when you're not planting a tree, when you're grafting a tree and things like that. But okay, right? You're planting a tree. Fine. But what exactly counts as a year? So if you take a look here in the Let's go to the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef says these are the 3 years, right, in Dalad. Ein nimnin miyom liyom. You don't count them from day to day, meaning you don't schedule it and say, well, we planted it on whatever it is, October 3rd, and so 3 years from now on October 3rd it's going to be okay. That's not what we do. That would be simple. No. Elaholchem behem achar shnos ha'olam shu matkil b'tishrei. Rather, you count it based on the years of the world, right? So it's everything's going to be running on the same calendar in terms of when you plant it. So 3 years starting from or based around Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's it's all going to be around Rosh Hashanah. So where does that come from? So the Beis Yosef says, oh, it's a Mishnah. In the beginning of Maseches, or the very beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Be'echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Netiyah. Right? That Rosh, that the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah with regards to planting. So what does that mean? Uvgemar minalan. D'chsiv, what it says, Shalosh Shanim Yelachem Arilim, V'chsiv, Uvashana HaRevi'yis V'yaliv Shana Shana Mitishrei, D'chsiv, Merishis HaShana. That the word Shana is used in those three contexts. Therefore, it's going to be used that way. There's a bit of a question as to, well, it says Shana by Nisan also, but not for now. So the Beis Yosef continues on and says, and what does it mean? U'mashakasu pamim she'eno ela shtei shanim u'mem dalad yom. Now, sometimes it could end up being a totality of 2 years and 44 days. Right? How is that? Ula Echa, right? And he says, Chuli, etc. He fills it up. So the Beis Yosef here spells out from the Gemara. He says, Tana Rabbanan. This is the Gemara, right? We're five lines after Dalad there. Tana Rabbanan. Echad Hanuteyav, Echad Hamavrich, Echad Hamarkiv, Echad Erev Shvias. So that's a little bit of a challenge because he's talking about this in the context of Shemitah year, is what the Gemara is talking about. But if you plant or you graft or you layer. You sort of put trees on top of other trees to grow off of other trees. Mavrich here in this context, I think, is when you pull it over and you like plant the other end in the ground. Okay, there's something else when you layer on top of previous trees. We'll say that fine. So Vechan Amarkid Erev Shvias, Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Alsa Lo Shana. So as long as you start planting 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that year counts as a year. So year one could be 30 days, it sounds like, although it's going to add on a little bit more after this. Okay, so year one is 30 days. So umutter lekaimo b'shvias, and not only that, but then you're also permitted to let the tree stand during Shemitah year. But if it's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, A, it's not going to count as a year. Va'asur l'kaim and v'shias, and you're not allowed to keep the tree up during the Shemitah year. Why? Because it's like you planted it during the Shemitah year, right? Uperis the tiazu asurim ad tesvav l'shvat. One second, let's get of that. Rashi will say, we'll explain. Okay, uperis the tiazu, and then the fruits of this is going to be asur until tu b'shvat. Im l'or l'or la, im l'ravai l'ravai. Okay, so what is the smallest Orla calendar is what? You plant it, it's going to be more than 30 days, but 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, right? And then you have year one, then you have year two. Well, sorry, the 44 days is year one. Then you have a full year two. Then you have a full year three. But it doesn't become mutter on Rosh Hashanah because it's still assumed to be growing off of the growth from the third year. So when does that growth assume to stop? So that's Tu B'Shvat. That's actually the Simcha of Tu B'Shvat. And now those fruits all of a sudden become permissible. It's also going to be there's also Shemitah ramifications with regards to Tu B'Shvat, right? That Tu B'Shvat is when it comes to the fruit, that's when we can assume that the previous year's sustenance has come to a close. Okay, so Upeirish Rashi Asalo Shana, that's going to count as year. So Kevin Shegiyah Yom Echa B'Tishrei Asalo Shana. When you get to Rosh Chodesh, right, Rosh Hashanah, then you have a year according to the years of Orla. If it's less than 30 days, however, says Beis Yosef here, or Rashi, quoting Rashi, lo asalo shana at Tishrei Abba. The year is not going to start until the next Tishrei, right? Im eino erev shvias, if it's not an erev shvita. So, right, your year one is actually going to be a year plus a day or two, right? It's going to, right, your first year does not conclude until the following year. He adds in, so long as it's not before a Shemitah year. If it is before a Shemitah year, you're not allowed to keep the tree. Mishum Tosefes Shvias. Because Tosefes Shvias, Shemitah already begins, for these purposes, 30 days before. It's a little unclear what that Tosefes Shemitah is, and it seems like Tosefes Shemitah only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash standing. However, that might only be for other halachos, not for fruit. I wasn't able to figure this part out fully. But at least when it comes to trees, it seems like it would be applicable because the assumption is that you need time for the tree to be able to plant. right? You can't just drop it into the ground and say, oh, I planted a tree. It needs to actually have started to begin to ferment while in the ground. And then the basis continues on. It says, "Appears to Tiazu Asura, Afi Shemaru Arla Zushana, Imchantu Ba Perus La'achar Rosh Hashanah, Shalshana Shlishis, Miyara Dain Asurin Hain Olamis Mishum Orla." He says, but just because Rosh Hashanah comes and goes, of the third Rosh Hashanah comes and goes, it's still no good, right? Because until you get to Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Ilan, Vizu Kfar Nasis Ilan, but then it's already been a tree, Lefichach Einch Nasa Mishadashis Latzis Midei Orla Ad Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. So therefore, it doesn't leave Orla until the 15th of Shvat, following year number 3. So the minimum amount of time that Orla could be is, what, 2 years plus Rosh Hashanah to Shvat is 4.5 months, right? Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tevet Shvat, 4.5 months, plus the 44 days before, which is 1.5 months. So that's really 2 years and 6 months, and we're not even including leap years, right? But 2.5, leap years don't change anything. Leap years are just part of the year, right? That's the way, instead of a year being 12 months, it's going to be 13 months that year, but it doesn't change the growth rate of these, of Orla in any ways. Okay, and then the Beis Yosef continues on about from the Mishnah in Masechet Shviyos about not planting during that time before. And then there's a machlokas in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. In that Mishnah Shvita, it then quotes a machlokas Amorayim as to how much before the 30 days do you need to plant. And we ultimately paskin 2 weeks before. So there you get to the 45 days prior to Rosh Hashanah in order to count that year as being year one of the Orla calendar. Okay, so where are we getting all these? So do we have a couple? Right, so maybe just read this. I gotta go pick up. Sure. Okay. So in terms that I only have half the Shulchan Aruch on the page, and even that half is not well copied. Anyways. All right. So maybe we'll stop here and pick up not 2 weeks. All right. After Sukkot. Okay. All right. But at least we got going here. Okay. Have a good evening.